Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going deep on something a little different, maybe.
Yeah,
the Book of Lamentations in the Bible. Now, before you tune out thinking this is only for, you know, seminary students or something, I think you'll be surprised. We're going to be using a lecture by Dr. Leslie Allen, who's fantastic on this. And I think it'll be really relevant to anyone who's ever dealt with, well, grief, loss, tough times.
Absolutely. And you know what's so powerful about Lamentations? Is that it speaks to this really like universal human experience of going through overwhelming grief. You know, like picture ancient Jerusalem.
Oh, wow.
Cities destroyed. The people are just traumatized. It's like their whole world has just shattered.
It makes you think, like, how do you even begin to process that?
Right.
Dr. Allen points out that the ancient Israelites had two very different ways of dealing with grief. And he says both are important.
Yeah, he talks about secular limits, which are purely emotional.
You know,
just pain. You don't even have to bring God into the picture.
Interesting.
It's like, think of it like the blues. Just raw heartache. Filtered.
Got it, yeah.
And then there's the spiritual lament, and that's where prayer comes in.
Yeah, okay.
And Lamentations is full of these, like, super powerful examples of people just crying out to God.
Really?
Wrestling with their faith, even getting angry.
Huh.
Demanding answers.
That's so different from how we often think about prayer, you know?
Totally. And Dr. Allen, he actually says that this reveals something really important about faith.
Okay.
It's not about blind optimism.
Right.
It's about bringing your whole self to God.
Oh, interesting.
All the mess, the anger, the doubt, everything.
Wow.
He even shares this story about when his mother died, when he was just 11 years old.
Oh, gosh.
And he remembers punching his pillow and yelling, "Why?" at God. You know, it's such a raw and human response.
Yeah.
And makes you realize these feelings of grief and questioning are something we all go through.
Yeah.
No matter who we are or what we believe.
It's true.
And that rawness is a big part of why Lamentations is so relatable.
Makes sense.
Even thousands of years later.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets even more interesting. Dr. Allen points out that nearly half of the Psalms in the Bible are actually laments.
Really? I never thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
That changes how we might think about prayer.
Right.
Because we're often taught to pray in a very, you know, specific way, you know, like focusing on gratitude and praise. But Lamentations is showing us something much more honest, maybe even confrontational with God.
It's like, God, I'm hurting and I need you to hear that.
Yeah.
And that's powerful.
That is powerful.
Especially for anyone who struggled with loss or felt like they couldn't be honest with God about their pain.
So Dr. Allen actually breaks down these different types of laments in Lamentations. Okay,
yes, he does.
And each one has a kind of unique purpose. Okay. So he talks about, for example, the why a lament, which is that direct challenge to God, like demanding answers.
Right. Have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this isn't fair. Why me?
Oh, absolutely. Like, why is this happening?
It's that feeling of injustice.
Yeah.
That can be so overwhelming.
Totally.
When you're going through a loss.
And then there are what he calls penitential laments.
Yes.
Okay. And those are confessions of guilt.
Right.
Seeking that reconciliation with God. Like, have you ever blamed yourself after a loss?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did that make it harder to heal?
Definitely. And Lamentations reminds us that those two things, guilt and grief, they're so often tied together.
It's true.
And admitting our own role, even if it's just in our heads, can be a step towards finding some peace.
That's a good point.
And then there are the how long laments.
Okay.
Which are just this like cry of exhaustion.
Yeah.
I can't take this anymore. When will it end?
Yeah. That resonates so much with like what we hear about burnout today.
Exactly. It's like compassion fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah.
That feeling of just being completely depleted.
Yeah. Like you've hit your limit.
Exactly. But there's this other fascinating detail that Dr. Allen points out.
Okay.
That most people miss.
What's that?
The acrostic structure.
The what?
The acrostic. Chapters 1 through 4 of Lamentations are written in this form where each verse starts with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
Like a code.
Yeah. And it's not just a literary trick, you know?
Okay.
Dr. Allen says it emphasizes just how total this grief is.
Oh, wow.
Imagine trying to describe your own deepest loss using every letter of the alphabet.
That's a good point.
It forces you to explore every facet of that pain.
Like the author is saying, my pain is so big, I need every letter just to start to describe it.
Exactly. And I think we've all felt that.
Yeah.
That feeling of being totally consumed by grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like it touches everything.
Yeah, but Dr. Allen doesn't stop there. Mm. He connects these ancient laments to the stages of grief we still recognize today, you know?
And starting with that initial numb shock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that zombie feeling.
Right after.
Right after you get devastating news. It's like your brain's trying to protect you a little bit.
Yeah.
Shielding you from the full impact all at once, giving you time to process.
It's so true.
But that numbness eventually goes away.
Yeah.
And then we get to the next stage. Dr. Allen calls it recollection.
Okay.
And that's what we start to relive things, you know.
Right.
Express the pain.
Try to make sense of it.
Exactly. We try to make sense of it all.
We tell the story over and over.
Yes. We tell the story again and again.
Searching for answers.
Right. Or trying to find some pattern in it.
Yeah. It can almost feel obsessive.
It can, but it's actually healthy.
So, like, rehashing these painful memories, that's not a bad thing.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's how we work through it.
Yeah. You know?
And then comes the really hard part. Okay. The evaluation stage.
Okay.
This is where we search for meaning in the loss.
Oh, wow.
We start to let go of old beliefs that don't seem true anymore.
Yeah.
And we try to kind of rebuild our worldview.
So this is where the real work begins.
It is. It's painful, but so essential.
Yeah.
For growth and healing.
I see.
It's like, you know, you're rebuilding your foundation after an earthquake.
Oh, wow.
Brick by painful brick.
That's a good analogy.
So where does Lamentations fit into all this?
Right. Is it just like sad poems? Or is there something more?
Well, Dr. Allen suggests that the whole book is like a journey through these stages.
Really?
We see that initial shock, the raw outpouring of grief, and then this slow, painful process.
So it's not just wallowing.
No.
It's about moving through it.
Yes. It's about actively moving through the grief.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that brings us to the big question.
Okay.
Can you ever truly find closure?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
After a devastating loss?
I think a lot of people wrestle with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you ever really get over something that big?
Right. And Dr. Allen offers a more realistic view.
Okay.
He says closure isn't about forgetting.
Oh, interesting.
It's about finding a place for that loss in your life where you can live with it.
Okay.
It's part of your story, but it doesn't define your whole story.
That's a really helpful way to think about it.
And what's amazing is that Lamentations actually ends on this note of hope.
Really?
The pain's still there, but there's this little glimmer of light.
Wow.
This sense of looking ahead.
So even in the midst of all that, there's still a chance for hope.
Absolutely. It means that even the most devastating loss doesn't have to be the final word.
That's a powerful message.
There's always a chance for a new beginning, a new chapter.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking about this ancient book full of these intense emotions, vivid imagery.
Hmm?
And what strikes me is just how much it still speaks to us today.
It does.
You know, we might not be living in ancient Jerusalem, but
right.
We all experience grief and loss in our own ways.
We do. And Lamentations doesn't just speak to us. It gives us a way to process those emotions.
Okay.
In a healthy way, in a real way.
It gives us permission to, like, lament,
yes.
Question, to cry out.
Exactly.
It's like it's saying you're not alone in this.
We've been here before. There's a way through.
That's so powerful.
And I think we all need to hear that.
I agree.
Especially when things are dark and uncertain.
Wow. Yeah, that was a lot.
It is, yeah.
But also, like you said, there's so much hope in there.
Yeah, for sure.
What really stayed with you from all this?
You know, for me, I think it's that why, lament.
Oh, yeah.
That just raw, like, visceral cry for some kind of explanation.
Right.
When we're hit with this just unimaginable loss, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so human.
Yeah.
So primal.
It is. It makes you think, though, why are we so quick to, like, shy away from these raw expressions of pain?
That's a good question.
Especially in, like, a religious setting, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Dr. Allen was talking about how we tend to avoid those psalms of a lament.
Mm.
Why do you think that is?
Well, maybe it's that we've been kind of, you know, taught to believe that faith should be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows.
Right.
But what if it's actually the opposite?
What do you mean?
What if embracing those hard emotions, allowing yourself to lament, that actually takes you to a deeper, more real kind of faith?
Mm. Yeah, that's a really powerful thought.
Yeah.
Maybe those songs are there for a reason.
Right.
Like a roadmap or something.
Yeah, exactly.
To help us get through those really tough, dark parts of life.
It's like maybe by avoiding them, we're actually missing out on a big part of our spiritual journey.
So how do we take these ancient insights and make them real in our own lives?
Good question.
It's one thing to, you know, analyze these texts, but how do we actually put this stuff into practice?
I think it starts with just giving ourselves permission to grieve.
Okay.
Authentically.
Yeah.
To feel it all.
Right.
You know, without judging ourselves, like cry, question, get angry, you know,
right.
Seek comfort, whatever,
yeah.
Whatever feels right in that moment.
And to know that we're not alone in those feelings, right?
Exactly. People have been wrestling with this stuff forever.
Yeah, that's true.
And Lamentations just gives us this powerful example of how to get through it.
Exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, Lamentations, for all the heavy stuff,
right.
It's pointing us towards hope.
Yeah, it is.
It's a reminder that even when things are really dark,
mm-hmm.
there's always a chance for healing.
For sure.
For growth.
For finding meaning.
Right. Like in the middle of all the suffering.
Exactly.
This whole deep dive has really given me a new perspective on grief and the power of lament.
Right.
I'm kind of inspired to go back to those Psalms.
Yeah.
Maybe even, you know, read Lamentations myself.
Oh, love it.
Who knew an ancient text could be so, so relevant to our lives today?
It is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It really reminds us that the human experience,
yeah.
with all its ups and downs, it's something we all share.
We do.
Across time and cultures.
Across time and cultures. And maybe in those shared experiences.
Yeah.
And that courage to lament.
Yeah.
We actually find a deeper connection to ourselves, to each other, and maybe to something even bigger than ourselves.
That's a beautiful thought. And listener, if you're going through a tough time right now, just remember it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself permission to feel it all
and
maybe take a cue from the ancient Israelites.
You're right.
Let yourself lament.
You got it.
You might be surprised by what you find on the other side.
You might be.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.